In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The text is the appointed reading for this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Well, when we hear a text, the question is always, what's it all about? What's it all about? Well, it appears to be the kind of text that gladdens the heart of preachers, because it says you can use this text to get a raise. Those who preach the gospel should live of it. And what a marvelous opportunity, preaching to a lot of preachers today, to talk about that. There's only one thing wrong, and that is the people who are going to make decisions about our raises aren't here this morning. So wasted effort. As you look at the text carefully, you make another discovery. While it is true that they who preach the gospel, who administer and work about the altar, are due a living from that, the real point of the text is somewhere else. The point of the text is preaching. The point of the text is preaching the gospel. What better text for a lot of people who are preparing to be preachers and a lot of preachers present with us today? That's what the text is all about. Here again, the key phrases in the text. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What do I preach? I preach the gospel. Well, that seems so self-evident, to preach the gospel. But not so evident at all. Listen to some contemporary preaching. Listen and read some contemporary books of sermons. Not at all unusual that the gospel is never even touched upon. That message that we are to preach has been given to us. A message that is real, a message that is objective, a message that is fact. And that reality is the sin that we have committed. The reality is that we have fallen from the Lord's grace. The reality is that we are headed for hell. We're going to die. We have no hope. We are literally hopeless. But God, in His infinite mercy and love, did something about our hopeless situation. His own Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, was incarnate, made man. No mere figurative philosophy, a reality, made man, made one of us, enfleshed as we are. And with that flesh, in that body, as a real man, kept the law in our place, and ultimately went to death. Real death, terrible death, painful death, awful death, death indeed for us. And rose again the third day. You know the story. Nothing new here. That's the message that we preach. That's our task. It's the same old thing, but the same new thing, week after week after week. That gospel that we have been entrusted. And St. Paul says, you know, there's no grounds for boasting here. We don't do anything except proclaim it, except preach it. It's not my scholarship. It's not my ability. It's not my number of years of study. It's not my entrepreneurship. It's none of that. It is that alone which God entrusts and gives to me to speak as His mouthpiece, as His person. And St. Paul says, necessity is laid on me. It's my duty, some would say. And I guess as Lutherans, we might put it somewhat differently. It's my call. The Lord has called me to do that. I have no option. I can't do anything other than the call to which I have been extended. I have been called for that purpose. It is a duty, a necessity, is laid upon me. There is nothing else I can do but do that which the Lord has given me to do. And the apostle says, woe to me if I don't do it. I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble if I don't do what the Lord tells me to do, to preach the gospel, to speak his word, to be his mouthpiece. Sometimes people try to get out of it. Jonah did. Didn't work. Got caught. Had to come back and do it anyhow. Woe to me. And if we try to evade that call that the Lord has placed upon us, the Lord will speak that same woe to us and will indeed say, you are not doing your job. That is not your call. Do your call. Be faithful to that. But I don't do this of my own. If I do it of my own will, says St. Paul, I got my reward. If I do it of my own because of the kind of person I am, if I pat myself on the back of what a wonderful, able minister of the gospel I am, you got your reward. People will praise you. People will say, Pastor, that was a wonderful sermon. They have no idea what you said, but it was a wonderful sermon. You got your reward. That's not why we do it. To preach the gospel as his very mouthpiece. To be his spokesman. There is no other higher call than that. None. None. Be it king or president or even pope. No higher call than what we have got. The call to preach the gospel. That is the text that is speaking to us today. Not about raises, not about entrepreneurship, about nothing other than proclaiming that gospel by necessity, by call, by commission, says the apostle, as we have been entrusted with that precious message. May God grant that we who are so called and those preparing to be so called may be faithful and truthful to that call which the Lord has given us. God grant it for the sake of his Son, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.